Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 13 of Galatians chapter 5. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the desire of the flesh is against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, in order to keep you from doing whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are sexual immorality, impurity, indecent behavior, idolatry, witchcraft, hostilities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let's follow the Spirit as well. Let's not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another.
We hear a lot about the importance of following Jesus, but what does that look like? Our walk with Him begins at salvation and continues throughout our earthly lifetime and into eternity. But how do those of us who are believers know whether we're still on the right path or have drifted away? Following the Lord requires obedience to God's Word and sensitivity to His Holy Spirit. For example, Scripture clearly teaches us to forgive others as we have been forgiven. Anger, resentment, and a desire for revenge are natural responses, but following Christ requires that we turn from these and pray to have a forgiving spirit and God's supernatural love for our offender. It may take time to reach this point, but as we let the Holy Spirit change our mind and heart, forgiveness will come. God has provided everything we need to faithfully follow our Savior. His Word is our guide, and His Spirit enables us to overcome our natural impulses and obey His instructions. However, we must cooperate with His work in us by denying our sinful responses and choosing instead to walk in the power of His Spirit each day. Following Jesus isn't a one-time decision, it's a way of life.